We got it, Dina. It's Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. We got him in. How's everyone doing? This is Jethro, the founder of this crazy group. Give just a minute. It's me and Dina Flanagan hanging on by the seat of our pants waiting. We've got Amy here. I hope you're ready for Psyche's Gone Wild Thursday. We are. It's going to be wild. Grab a hold of those papers, and here we go.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. I have to tease once again. Skype and Blog Talk showed me there was a new way to finding how to get in. I'm here with Dina. We're going to grab Amy. This is Thursday. Hang on, you guys. We've got some new winners, some new fun. This is Psychics Gone Wild. All of you callers will get to talk to a psychic. We aren't limited down to one call because we've got two of them. We're doing it real quick and real fun for everyone. How are you doing, Dina, this wonderful day?
Excellent. Still cold up here in Maine. But everything's good, feeling much better than I was last week.
Love it. And then those of you who are tuning in also know our other individual. This is our phenomenal fun friend. We love to call her just one of us, but she's Amy Kavanoff. Amy, how are you doing?
Great. I was wondering if we were going to be able to pull this off because, you know, there's always something. There's always something. But here we all are. So.
I was so happy we hit into Aries, and those of you keeping track, we've had the most craziest energy. I've got to say, honestly, in my career, this is the busiest I've ever been, but ironically, this also, like Amy just said, has been the most chaotic, wildest energy. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We are an individual, as you heard, with the light group. We're also a fun bunch of group people that love to discuss the different topics. We've got a lot of emails coming in. We just sent out some more prizes. We're going to do some more fun. And I want you guys that are new, I've got a lot of you calling in, please do me a favor if you're getting messed with, write down the 855-345-4710 number. It's because we have so many people at times, it gets really booked up. So this time of night is really there. We're going to start right off with those of you who are tuning in. We are individuals who work with the ability of being able to see, sense, and feel with the other side of energy. So a lot of fans have wrote in. I apologize, last week was so chaotic. I've got emails here all over the place, and I'm going to start out with an email that I've got for Dina Flanagan, and then hang on, you phone callers, because we're going to get to you. Dina Flanagan, I have got to write to you and ask you, what happens when an individual gives up the right to live? I have really been having a very hard problem here with my father. My father does not want to be a part of life anymore, and he's insisted that I take back everything that I ever did around him and for him because he's wanting to give up on life. He is living in a facility where they're forcing him to do the things he needs to in day to at least keep himself here. I'm at my wit's end. Do I help him let go? What should I do, Dina? Ooh.
That's a tough one. But if he's ready to let go, that usually means because he's lived his life, he's done, he's tired, which it sounds like he is, you know, an older gentleman. And, you know, I feel like at that point that they should be able to, you know, let go if they're done. That's just my feeling. And I know that's hard for the people still living here, but what you need to do is just give them lots of love. You know, and I don't know, tell them that do whatever you got to do at the end, and then tell them it's okay, but just send them lots of love and healing, and hopefully that you know, everything goes all right. That's a tough one. That really is a bugger. It's hard to say. Each case is individual.
Amy, do you mind? I know this is a touchy subject with you, and you've been one of our individuals who's been very close to both sides here. Would you feel?
Yeah,
what would your advice?
I mean, if she honestly believe, you know, living in a home, and he's lived a full life, and he's got medical conditions that are not going to get any better. The best thing, I am not a fan of they now call it death with dignity, but I don't think it's very dignified. Things that we control whether we stay or go. So the best thing to do is, and I volunteer at hospice, so I see this frequently, but then once it's time to go, you believe how powerful the will to live is. But if you can just talk about the people in your family who are all, you know, when you're around him, talk about the people in your family that are dead. And then that'll meld the two worlds, and he won't feel like it's like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. They'll all be there, and if it is his time to go, he'll feel safe and welcomed. And if it's not his time to go, it won't be his time to go. But we see, you know, our culture, we make such a big deal out of death, and then, you know, those lucky enough to find someone like Death Row or find a show like Psychics Gone Wild and get a chance to talk to the other side, we realize that, you know, we think that they're going like around the world or something, and they're really just going, they're just stepping outside their body and shedding their skin. So people who come up with that a lot, and the thing that I suggest is just talk about the people in your family that are on the, you know, talk about the people on your family that are on the other side.
I agree very much. And, you know, I love this, all of us here coming in, we've got a lot of people writing in and just really supporting both of our psychic and our medium here and our individuality, and we're just getting a lot of amen, go Amy, and we're hearing other ones saying, Gina, exactly right. This is a touchy topic, and I know for a lot of you calling in, a lot of you guys call in, and we're going to handle this a little different tonight. This is a very special day. This is the first day of Aries. It starts the first astrology. It also is really great for, it's one of our family's birthdays. For those of you tuning in, it's DC Love's birthday. Happy D Love for DC, you wild one. She's our individual who's took on the rage on Monday. So her and Mystic Haven and Gary and have been just wild over there. So it's her birthday. We're wishing her happy birthday. We're having such a great time. Jan's in the room, so I want you guys to write too. I'm encouraging each and every one of you guys. I had a little bit of a wild day myself, and this is something I'm going to ask the other psychics, but we're going to talk a little more. You're going to get a little bit of a light readings, because we do readings for you guys all every day long, and it's good. We will give some of you guys on the phone, but we encourage you guys to go to that psychicsgonewild.com. Dina, I've got to tell everyone, this is something I don't know if a lot of them are aware of. I had a person write to me. They complained that they weren't able to get a reading. They're sick of my schedule. They're tired of what I do, because I always demand half an hour. So I suggested to them, I said, well, why don't you have an email reading? And it dawned on me, because the person wrote back, what is an email reading? So I got to laugh, Dina. We forget to tell people. We are psychic. If you guys want a real quick reading and you've got a chance and a little time on your hands, and you don't really have a schedule where you can catch for a whole phone, or you want a couple questions answered and you've got a picture of yourself, a recent one, send it to ESSENCEOT@AOL.com. That's Dina. Dina is phenomenal. She will... You know, and yes, there's a little bit of amount. It's one of the most affordable ways to do it. If you want to get an email reading, you send it and say, Dina, I got a couple of questions. Here's a picture of me. Would you do it? And then what happens is Dina pulls out her magic way. She sits down. She reads the picture. She sends it back to you, and you've got it when you want to read it. I had a person tell me that I have got a very crazy schedule, and part of it is because it's very demanding. There's only a couple days that people can now get me. Well, what I want you guys to do is if you do this, like Dina's, and you've done this, how long have you done that, Dina? You've done it for quite a few years.
I've 28 years I've been doing email reading.
So it's like...
Yes, all kinds of readings. Yes.
And phone readings and other readings. Yes. And the reason, and that's what I'm telling you guys, this is where, and I got to be honest with you, now the truth's going to be out. Dina is my reader. When I'm having tense, or, you know, I'll call Amy on the phone. Amy and me, and I love Amy. Amy and me are very good friends. And Amy is, as you guys know, a very good, Amy gives you the reading as we're talking. So in a way, I probably owe Amy more money than I owe all the rest of them. Because I'll call Amy and I'll be like, and she's like, oh, Jethro's going wild again. He's going off on his thing. We talk. And then all of a sudden, out of Amy's conversation, all of a sudden she gets flash, is what I would call it. Wouldn't you, Amy? And Amy will all of a sudden start telling me this is going and that's happening. And while we're talking about the normal affairs in the day or something that's going on, Amy will tell me different things that she's getting from the guides that's going to help, or what she sees the future of the show or me or whatever's stressing me. So I'm encouraging you guys, and I love this, because I had someone ask me yesterday. They said, well, Jethro, where are you? And it's like, in the process of doing a lot of things. So in fairness, you're all my fans, you're all doing it. We did have a little bit of oddness here, and so you'll hear about it later. Nothing really great to write home about, just kind of kooky. It's the energy that we're in right now, the expansion. Amy, we've got a question here for you. Amy, we've worked with a lot of individuals, and I just love listening to the show whenever you're on, because you're a very direct person. Am I being forbearing to say that because of your passing of your husband and your brother, I understand you've learned a new meaning of life. Would you say that you are more stronger from their passing, or has it hurt you?
Oh, it's still sad. Don't get me wrong. It's still sad, and I certainly miss them, sort of. But I got so much I learned about, and I had already had a little bit of a, I had not. This is definitely not one of those free past lives that you hear. You know, sometimes you hear someone who comes back down, zero karma. They're just down here on like a free pass. That was definitely not what this life was about. But the lessons that I have learned from both of them, from the other side, have just been absolutely astronomical. They put me in touch with my what I believe was my life's purpose, is to help other people understand death. You know, I've got the radio show, and then I just started a foundation with Raymond Moody, the Raymond Moody, and it's just like the doors fling open. So, would I take them back again? You know, would I offer them for sacrifices to have what I have right now? No. But it's just, I don't have time to be sad. I don't have time to be sad, because they've just flung open the doors for me. And I'm just incredibly grateful to both of them for everything that they've taught me. And I feel closer to both of them, honestly, than when they were alive. Because when they were alive, they were just sort of pawns in my world. But now I just truly love them, and I understand what love is, and the stuff that we call love down here, I compare it, it's like what, Tang to orange juice, you know? They love me. Humans give me Tang.
It is. We got 570. You're on live. We're on Psychics Gone Wild. Welcome with Amy Dina. I just got Dan just wrote me from New York and said, if you don't put my Dina Flanagan on to read St. Jethro, I'm going to take your chicken salad away. Chicken salad? I don't even like chicken salad. So there. 570, what do you know? Hello.
You, Psychic Jethro. Hello, Jethro. Hello, Dina. Hello, Amy.
Hey.
Hi.
It's our wonderful. It's our DC.
It How's sure that is.
Are you out there rocking and rolling and having that birthday week?
You know what? I'm home now. I rocked and rolled all day, and I wanted to come and, you know, say hello and get in on the fun here.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was just wondering, maybe I can get, like, a little tiny reading here, too?
Oh, of course.
It's your birthday. I think you can.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, so I got to tell you, today I was doing a show. And I had to be driving while I was doing the show. So I just read off of billboards. I read off of billboards. And you would not believe how spot on accurate it was. You know, when there's a message, it's just going to come through. But I was just doing that as I got my cards ready. It was uncanny. It was uncanny. So point being, the cards and all this stuff, these are just tools. The message comes regardless of what it comes through. So do you have something specific, or you just want a birthday reading?
Just a general reading, whatever you see.
Okay. Okay. Well, the mermaids are saying that you are, which you already know this, you are very connected to the angelic realm. You're very connected to your guides and protected, connected, safe, and snugly in them. And you're also here to be a spiritual teacher and to help others awaken their spiritual gifts, which is what you do, both, you know, here on the radio and every day in everybody you touch. One thing that they're focusing on for you is to continue to affirm and lean into your worthiness, that you deserve to receive good in all ways. You are a big giver of goodness, but to stop giving long enough to receive as well. You're worthy. They want you to remind yourself of that you are worthy of receiving, not just giving. And I mean, I've heard your readings, and they are beautiful and so connected. But they really want you, and you get so much from angelic realm and from spirit. They really want you to be open to having people that have bodies give you things. People who, it doesn't all have to come from spirit, that you are, and we don't posture, just in general, people with bodies, don't posture ourselves to receive. Give and give and give, and then we just expect that we're going to get that all back, and then we don't get it back, and then sometimes we get a little bit sad over it, like, oh, how did that happen to me? So focus on opening your heart and receiving. So when someone offers you something, say, oh, no, you don't have to do that. Say, oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. So, and it's a hard habit to get into, but that's really what they're urging you to do, especially in the next 3 months.
Okay, that's
how
awesome.
How about you, Dina? I feel like, are you looking, or do you do work in, a center or teaching classes right now?
I am taking classes, that's right, yep.
Yeah, because I feel like that you're going to be moving into a higher level for yourself, so that you will be, you want to move further into this so that you're going to be teaching people and guiding people, like have your own place. Are you looking, thinking about that?
Not at the moment. I just, like I said, I am taking classes to make myself, you know, better at what I do.
Yeah, well, I see that you're going to be giving classes, or you're going to be moving into that arena where you're going to be doing it within someone else's space.
Okay.
That's going to be coming up. They're prepping you for it.
Okay.
So I feel this will be coming up over the next year or two, and a lot of changes are coming in for you in this year or two. A lot of growth. I feel like you've gone through a lot of growth.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and like a lot of awakenings, a lot of growth, and it's just kind of the beginning for you. I feel like you have a lot of power, and you know, for yourself, within yourself, and for other people. And you're definitely a teacher or a leader. So I feel like they're prepping you to come into your own with this, and so that you will be doing it on a larger scale or in a bigger realm.
Wow.
I also feel like you're not done. I don't feel like you're done doing, you know, like what you're learning now is great.
Right.
It's the tip of the iceberg. It's all that. But I feel like that there's much more to come for you in that realm.
Okay.
And you're on the right path, and the right people will come to you. As a matter of fact, I feel like a female mentor is coming.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, so I feel like that's going to be happening to you. Do you have a daughter?
That's not me.
Is there a girl, like, I'm seeing a girl, somebody that has a daughter that's around you. I don't know what that's about.
Yes, yes, okay. Yeah, that's,
Yeah, well, that's going to, I feel like things are going to be coming up for that. Sorry, it just popped into my head. Anyway, there's going to be something coming up with that soon that you'll be involved with for some reason. That has totally irrelevant to the other thing. It just popped in my head.
Right, right.
Anyway, that you'll have an influence in, on or in, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and that will be a bigger influence than you know. But anyway, you do have all that coming up. Stay on that path because it's going to bring you a lot of good things and a lot of joy. And don't be afraid of
it. I'm on a great path right now, and I'm just like so, you know, in awe of all you guys and to be able to be a part of this family. I mean, this is just like an amazing journey for me.
Well, we're glad to have you. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful, wonderful journey. Embrace it, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And from your fans, DC, I want you to hear this. That's the love we have for DC, and they're already giving us some other things to tell us that she is one of our newest wild ones. They said that the fun thing is with her, and she'll have to have you on some shows where you come on with Wild Dina and Amy, and we've made Amy be good. Amy's keeping the energy down to a level, and Dina never is good, so we've got all this craziness. So we're just glad. Hannah, welcome to the family. We love you. We've got to run, DC. We're getting... And they're giving us static. See, the energy went crazy. 412, what about you? Would you like to come on Psychics Gone Wild and talk to Dina and Amy? How are you, 412? Hello? 412 is a little scared now. We've scared that person, so we're going to go right on to 770. How are you, 770?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Dina. Amy.
Hi. Hello.
Jeff. Did you get my thank you note, Jeff?
I did, and thank you. And this is one of our winners. This is our Maddie. Maddie, how did you like the music? Linda Irwin.
I love the music.
Now you see
I love music. I
chest.
Love it. Yes.
I laugh.
What?
I just hope the shirt, I had a lot of people tell me that was the worst picture they've ever seen of me. I thought it was a funny picture. You know, the chef hat is real, but my face and the expression was me going wild. And they were like, Jeff, that's without you having food.
Oh, wow. Bizarre. But I have a question. Someone hit me from behind on Sunday evening. And lo and behold, I pulled into a commercial spot today. When I pulled in, I looked over at the car, and I got a message that I'm going to hit that car. Could you believe when I backed up, when I was leaving, backing out of there, I hit that car. What was that? I'm a little confused. Was that the devil, or was that the...
Well, you called the right two. These two angels will tell you. Go ahead.
That's your intuition. You just have to listen to it. Yeah. No, you're in tune anyway. You know you are. You know you're connected to people in tune. So really, it's just your intuition that tells you that. So when that happens, you kind of just have to go, all right, what do I do to avoid that? So you just kind of
go around the box. So you have to talk to it, and what I do to avoid that, and wait and get an answer.
Yeah.
I love you. Maddie, you're just as ornery as Amy and Dina.
Well, I feel like your intuition is opening up more and more. That's what's happening. It's just opening up, and it's kind of showing you. It also has a sense of humor. You know, they have a sense of humor, your guides do. So it's just kind of a way to show you, wake up.
Okay, because I thought, am I going crazy? Why didn't you tell me something good? No, I had to pay out money for that dent in that car. Oh, wow.
I do realize when you're like, who's saying that over there? Who's just trying to scare me? What are you doing, threatening me?
Okay.
It brings up something really important, is that everything has energy. And a lot of times, there was an energy tied to the incident on Sunday. And that's the importance of clearing. I think that's the importance of clearing and things like that, because we use the energy. There's an energy tied to that little fender bender on Sunday, and you can clear that stuff out. And we need to, because when bad things happen, we notice that, you know, things happen in threes and stuff like that. They don't have to, because we can just clear out the energy. And the best way to clear out energy from things like that is, you know, gratitude. It's not like, oh, I'm so glad he smashed my car. I'm so glad I got in a car accident. But, you know, there's a reason for anything. And that was sort of a high price to pay to get in touch with your intuition. But, you know, how wonderful is it that that you can see the future? I mean, you got a little glimpse that you can see the future. So when, you know, the unfortunate human stuff happens, it's just important to, you know, deal with it, and then just release the energy associated with those events, so that we can stop it from being a chain of events.
Oh, that's very enlightening. And you said the best way, one of the ways to do the clearing energy is say, oh, I'm so glad that I got hit.
Not so glad, but just find the gratitude. Not I'm so glad I got hit, but, you know, so let me think. You know, there's a lesson in it. Maybe you're going too fast, not too fast, driving too fast, but doing too many things at once. You're not being present in the moment. And both of those situations show you exactly how short a moment is, you know, just how short a moment is. Not that it was your fault, or, you know, not that it was your fault, but there's always a lesson. There's always, because God is always good, and even though there's things that happen that are definitely not good, and when they cost financial resources, of which all of us have limited financial resources, they always sting a little bit. But there's always a lesson. There's a lesson. It's important to, you know, as quickly as possible, examine what the possible lessons were, you know, what the lessons were. And then, you know, while your pocketbook might be a little lighter because of the incident, you leave with wisdom. You know, you gain wisdom. And you can't put a price on, as we all know, you can't put a price on wisdom.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so kindly.
Thank you. And Maddie, I got to tell you, when I pulled your name out of there for the winner, I'm like, yahoo, and I'm all excited. I'm grabbing that T-shirt, and then I giggled to myself. I thought, I'm sending me to her, and I sent that T-shirt, and I sat here and laughed. I think there's actually 5 of my shirts out. And while we're here, those of you who are collecting the shirts, you need to get with, we're doing a special Amy Kavanaugh shirt, and that's the collectible. Everybody was joking, you know, if you've ever been a pneumacist, there's a year you want to save. We don't have an Amy Kavanaugh shirt out there, because we got to get with Amy, and we're going to do one of the pictures that we have of Amy. And the ironic thing is, someone told me yesterday that they have a Bonnie Albers, they have a Gary Wimmer, they would like a Jan Bach Drakey, and they said the classic one is Amy, because Amy is the sweetest. Now, isn't that pretty? I got to tell Amy on the show. I just thought, what a sweet thing. We work day and night. Yeah, and you see, Amy's not, you know, you could tell Amy's not a real, she's a very positive person, but she's not into the publicity. Amy also single-handedly brought in over 4,000 fans the first time we put her face on Psyche's Gone Wild on Facebook. We had people all over, and I laughed. Pamela Cummings was part of it, and she goes, Amy's a natural. We just laughed. Don't you think? I think we should have an Amy Kavanaugh shirt that tells them, you know, all of you mermaids to the front, or something clever. We'll have Amy come up with an Amy Mermaid, Amy Kavanaugh mermaid saying. How's that?
Yeah, I'll work on it, and some new pictures. It's time for some new pictures.
Oh, I didn't know you were sending. I did not receive a T-shirt. I just received the CDs.
Oh, good.
Which I really enjoy.
Well, I just blew that present, didn't I? You've got a T-shirt coming behind. It may be a little slower because Florida's mail, anything that's like media, they say it takes 7 days and you'll get it. Anything they say that's going to be quick, you'll probably get it in this lifetime. I know, it's like I just so I let it out of the bag. We had a lot of winners. We pulled names, and we've got tonight we have an individual that they would like to do a half an hour reading with Dina Flanagan, and we've got a lot of people putting in. This will be taken care of and paid for by Psychics Gone Wild. So we're going to pick a name, and Maddie, you're in there. Anybody that's ever been in the psychic drawings, I don't throw you away. I put you back in. I had a lady that let me know that she's in there 6 times, and she hasn't been picked. But I also let her know that you guys, our fans in the last 3 years, have been putting this in every time we pick up Psychics Gone Wild. Anybody puts in, I put your name in the basket, I do pull it. I do want to thank, and those of you who were listening last night, I want to just go through the winners. The winner of Who's That Cute Kid was done on Facebook, and the winner was Annette. And I'm going to put down what Annette says. She did the right answer. Her name and that picture of that cute kid is Linda, the beautiful child in the picture. I love your show, and it comforts me. Thank you for that. I will be calling in at bedtime here. Thank you, Annette, and you're the winner of Who's That Cute Kid. You're going to get almost $150 worth of CDs, a couple books, and some fun in the mail. We've got a bunch of people. Boy, I knew I'd wake you up in New York. Once we said Dina's giving a reading away, they just started flashing me on Skype. No, I don't want your kids. We got Dana writing me about they'll trade me the cute baby they have that only eats at break of dawn if Jethro will let them have the Dina. We can't cheat. This is where psychics here. The other winner we had, listen to them. They love Dina. I've gotten in so much trouble for teasing Dina. The other thing we've got here tonight is we also had a winner that was pulled out just like yours was, and her package is already in the mail. And I know you are getting a T-shirt. It was one of the Let's Find a Psychics Gone Wild person. So I pulled out the name, and it's she's known as Linda. You call in as that. That's not your real name, but I sent to your real name. But Linda, you live in Georgia, Loganville. You also have a winner. So I sent that to your address, and you probably will get it in the next 2 or 3 days. Enjoy the music by Linda. Enjoy the shirt. And please, you know, remember, we've got we're going to be giving away some DC Love shirts. We've been putting that together. DC sent me a picture, and we're going to be putting that on. The best one is we've got some with Gary Wimmer with the gorilla on the back. I love that. That's my favorite Psychics Gone Wild. Yeah, I don't know why, but they gave us a gorilla, and he's really cool. He's got headphones on his head, and it's just like we have fun people who promote us. Writing in, I love this, one of my favorite Psychics Gone Wild stories. I was over in Disney World. I live here in Tampa. We were over there, and we're riding the rides, and I had a lady. I wanted to get through the Fast Pass. Any of you guys have ever been to Disney World, you go to a Fast Pass, and you get in quick. I go up there, and she looks at me, and she goes, "You're Psychic Jethro," and I'm all excited. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I'll give you my autograph. She goes, "You put Amy Kavanaugh back on Wednesday, so you're not getting through this line." I'm like, okay. I talked to her. I go. When do you want her? She goes, I want her on Wednesday nights. And I said, well, we've got Thursday, and we joked at the time, and then Amy came back and helped some other ones on Tuesday for a while. But she, and it was so funny because she wrote me an email, and she made me feel so good. She goes, I love the fun. She goes, I love when you and Tina joke. She goes, I just love Amy. And I said, you know, we all love Amy. So thank you, Maddie. I go, please tell all your friends to listen and put out this psychicsgonewild.com. You don't have to put in to win. Just put in there. Anybody you know. I had a friend yesterday tell me that they like fun mail. I'm a person that likes fun mail. My mailman and me joke, but I probably get an average from 3 to 5 packages a day, different types of things. I have a big family. I also do other stuff with what we've got here. So if you like fun mail, put in there because, you know, we've got them doing. I also had an individual that I'm very happy to say I'm going to be giving away a little dragon house. It's a house I made. Those of you who like magic stuff or nice things, positive, it's very nice. It has shells that was done and some glass work. It has a black dragon on it. It's a red little house. It's very positive. It's something you put in your house for energy. I did it with love, and we're going to give it away here tonight. So you guys that are on here, if you like fun mail, go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in your name. I had a lady write back, and I've got to tease you. Out of all the ones, I only had one lady who, if you don't give me your snail mail, I am psychic, but we won't make Dina go and find you out of the phone book. So what you got to do is you got to send me that psychic. You got to tell me there. I won't share it with anyone, but we do it. We do occasionally. We'll send an email to you, like those who have asked if we have a special show. DC's birthday was one, and I missed today, and I owe her an apology. I would have sent to all the fans, but they'll get an email stating today was DC's birthday. Wish her some love on Facebook or whatever. You know, whatever way they can say happy birthday. I hope you guys are having fun. We are, and we love you, Maddie. I'm so glad you called in.
I'm so happy, too. Thank you, guys. Thank everyone.
You're welcome.
So much.
We love you. And that's what this is about, helping people. We've got, oh, they're going, where's Dina again? 651. We got 651. What's going on? Psychic Gone Wild here. How are you?
Christiana,
you rock, and I'm so glad you got in on this crazy phone. Can you hear the energy? Amy is raising up her vibration. She can do this and make the phone do wild stuff. It's like, you know, it's just, she's very high, and then you've got Dina, who's a psychic healer.
Maybe that's what it was, because I got this really excited feeling. I didn't know where it was coming from.
I get it every day I work with them. Why do you think I love my job? I'm like, I don't care what's happening. I'm going on that radio tonight.
Yeah, you guys are always fun to listen to.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got a question. I know you want to talk to these two wild women, and you're a brave one to get in. So what do you want to ask?
Oh, boy. This might be kind of an odd question, but do you think it's a gift that I have, that I feel things so deeply? Or is it, because sometimes I don't know if it's a gift or a curse.
Yep, it's both. It's both. The empath, the life of the empath, when sometimes it's a wonderful thing because you can understand exactly how other people feel, but then sometimes you don't want to have it on. Like when it happens to me, I'll go in the grocery store. Next thing you know, the person who's in front of me in line, I'll have their whole strange noise in the background. I'll have their whole story. So it's important that you understand when and how to turn it off. The best way to turn it off is by shielding yourself. And when you want to turn off the mat, some people will just wear a hat, or you know, they'll have some article of clothing, and it's like, when this is on, you know, I am shut down. I'm just a mere mortal, a muggle, or whatever you want to call it. But it's really, really important to shield yourself. It's also really important to detox. I take either salt baths or when it's warmer out, I go in the salt water because I live at the beach. But otherwise, I'll take salt baths or apple cider vinegar baths, and they will detox you, because otherwise, when we're running around so fast, we get other people's stuff downloading into us, and we think it's ours, and we can't solve it. It's like, oh, because it's not ours to solve. So, yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift because it makes you compassionate and it makes you connected with others. But it can also be kind of a pain in the ass. But you can avoid that by just knowing the tools. And sometimes if you get in a quick situation and you realize you're downloading someone else's story, if you take one of your arms and kind of put it across your belly button, right across your solar plex, and then the other one, like, diagonal across your heart, you're blocking your third and fourth chakras, and where a lot of this stuff enters. And you can keep it out. Because you don't have to. I mean, you can't sustain it. You can't sustain it. You can't walk around. Talk about the weight of the world on your shoulders. You know, you can't have everyone's story drive you crazy. Anybody else have some suggestions for her?
Yeah. In addition, I'm an empath as well, so but I get all the senses, and I have a feeling you're more than just an empath. So you have it coming in different directions. So, yeah, definitely do the protection exercises, because I used to think it was a curse as well. But once I started using it, now I use it for the good. You might want to try that, using it for the good. Try tuning in and listening and get the good messages for people, you know, and that's when it starts feeling like a blessing instead of a curse, when you can really just kind of help people with it instead of keeping it bottled up inside. Now, you may not want to do it like we do it, but it could be for friends or for family or what have you in a positive way. You don't want to go freaking them out or anything. But do the protection exercises, because it does shield you from it. But you have you thought about have you developed it in any way? Because I feel like you've got more gifts than just that. Hello?
Yeah, hello. And we're having a little bit of energy here with her phone. I apologize. Christina, can you hear us? It's holding back. Hi. Yeah, we muted a little bit. It's like whatever's going on, there's an outer experience behind you.
Have you done anything with it? Have you thought about
developing? I'm sorry about the background noise. I've never tried the specific exercise that you mentioned. But I do envision like I ask Archangel Michael to surround me in a light and protect me, or like a bubble or something. And then I too will do like there's an exercise, a meditation where I envision like a waterfall going through me and my chakras and cleansing me, and then I'll ask to Archangel Michael to shield me.
Yes. But like have you ever tried developing it? Developing what you're feeling, trying to hear what they're trying to say to you, or trying to help somebody.
Oh yeah, I've been working on developing it, yes. But I do need to invest more time in like meditating and.
Yes, I'm hearing you need to develop it because that's how it will set up like lessons instead of curves. So that also helps get healing work done, like by a Reiki healer or a healer of some sort. Try to get that done so it spools out all your energy and chakras. Make it a step out that you can get some other people. That helps. Yeah.
Well, I definitely want to learn Reiki and pair that up with massage therapy and aromatherapy.
Yeah,
that's my next goal.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it's saying. That's how it's going to be a blessing instead of a curse. So that's what you need to be doing.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then you can really help.
I'm really sorry about all the noise. I'm out in public. I was doing homework,
It's wild. They're wild too. I just felt bad. I didn't mean to do the other mute, but when we were trying to do it, it got real high and it was like it was hitting my ear. It's like I can tell when I'm doing it, but right now it's back. It's like when Amy was and we were doing it too. I wanted to make sure because you could feel the background. They were pushing energy. It's wild. It's like don't worry. It's all right. You know. So we're turning around and going then. I want to thank all of you. I've got someone right in there. I want to tease you guys on Skype. I've got a bunch of other individuals writing me right now asking me where does Dina like to cook? What a question.
I love to cook. But more than cooking, I love baking. I really love baking. I have a sweet tooth. So, and I love creating. So to me, baking is a lot more creative than the cooking. Cooking can be boring unless you get all the ingredients there. but anyway, no, I love creating sweets and beautiful, you know, desserts and stuff like that. Yes, it's therapeutic to me. It's actually very meditative and therapeutic.
I love that. See, and I'm laughing. I had someone else right in here, and they're going, Jethro, we know what's going on. Watch him, because you call him Dan the Man. He's teasing again. He's teased me, and you've almost for like 2.5 years of this. He's wrote me back, and he said, I just wanted to know. He goes, because, Jethro, I've realized that one of the things I've noticed when I listen to the show is I always feel better when Dina's talking. I feel that she also is an energy that resonates, healing energy. No matter what you say and what you tell me, I always know that you two are brothers and sisters, and I tease you guys lovingly. Thank you. We always laugh. I read his stuff a little sparingly because one time I didn't read it ahead, and I think he said something that we're not supposed to say over the radio. So that day we kind of watch him. So we love it. Christina, we thank you for tuning in. Have a great time out there studying. I hope we had fun with you. Okay. I feel Christina's happy. We're going to let her be happy. We love you. Going right on. 209, you're into this wild mess of partying people. Would you like to talk to us? 209?
Hey, Jethro, it's Pam in California. How are you?
I'm excellent, Pam. I wonder where you've been. You're grounded because I haven't seen you on Facebook or nothing. If you're going to have a happy life, you better let me know all the juicy details. We are friends. How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just sitting here, and I always forget that you guys are on, so I just called really quick to see if you guys are on. So. Just maybe a general reading. I just came in kind of late, so I'm not sure what your topic is. So,
We were discussing people on the other side, and should you pull the plug? If you have somebody that wants to go home, what your decision is. And both of our medium and our psychic both gave their opinion, and both of them, their ideas of it. And we have a lot of people that are agreeing that it's like, you know, that's a hard one. But when your family member or somebody wants to go home, are we entitled to say that, Pam? Do you feel that you have that say with your people?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I totally think it's up to them. Yeah, if they, yeah, I don't know if I would want to hold somebody back. Yeah.
And I know you, I'm gonna really push you because of time. Give us a subject you want us to look at. That's one thing. And our women are very phenomenal, but that we look at one subject because and what happens right now, we've got a lot of energy. You heard that earlier was like, I think they're having a party there with Christina. We're all about ready to, she said she studied. I'm like, what? Study the arts of the bar? You know, I heard a little pool playing there. I'm like, wait a minute. I remember when we had to study, we had to like be, you know, we had to be
quiet.
Somewhat coherent. Yeah, quiet. That's the word. Yeah. And, so, Pam, what question do you want to look at?
How about I just made a move that was kind of quick, and it wasn't exactly where I wanted to go, but I was open to it, and I just want to make sure that I'm still on the right path here.
Hmm. Okay, hold on just 1 second here. Hold on. Yes. Okay. The mermaids are saying, I'm pulling mermaids card. They said have faith. I mean, it's really too soon. It's really too soon. I think that, you know, the big picture you saw hasn't had enough time to come into focus. So continue to lean into the decision you made when you made the decision. You know, it's like we make a decision and then it doesn't turn out. We don't get to the happily ever after, you know, 2 seconds after we make the decision. And then we're like, oh, we made the wrong decision. So the mermaids, that was the first card. They're saying just have faith, which means just continue to lean into that dream that you were having when you made the idea to make that change. And they also, it's going to be, the next card that came up, the next mermaid, is saying to dream big. So again, it's going to exceed your wildest expectations, as long as you get rid of that doubt and second guessing yourself, because there's energy tied, you know, there's energy tied to our thoughts, and that second guessing, lowering your vibrations and slowing down time and slowing down the manifestation of what you envisioned. So know that, you know, you're always being protected. Your loved ones, that was the other card that came through here, is that your dead people, is what I call them, are there, and they are they're like cheerleaders. They're rooting for you, and they're rooting for this change. The only thing that's holding you back right now is your second guessing of yourself. Dina, what do you have?
Can you re-ask the question?
Cancer, so that's what it is.
What's that?
I'm a Cancer, so I'm in my head. So I need to get out of my head.
Can you re-ask your question, please?
I know. Are you?
You okay, Pamela? It's just the phones are really giving static on the ends. I don't know why, but I can
basically
feel.
Basically, Dina, she was she just made a move, and it was sort of a gutsy move, and she wants to know if she made the right decision.
Yep.
Oh. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Yes, you did. Because I know, and that was really good. You were taking my advice already because you were going to say, did I? I heard you, and you're like, nope, I can't say that because I'm going to lean into the positive. But anyway, enough for me.
Yeah, you did make the right decision. So the biggest part of it is that you made it, so now own it. Step into it.
Okay.
Take the fear away. That's what I'm hearing. And don't look back. Go forward with it, because everything, you've got everything ahead, so nothing behind you. Everything that's behind you is behind you. So all this stuff that's ahead is all the stuff that you need to look forward to, because I feel like there's a lot going forth, that you're going through changes. You're going through, you know, a lot more decisions you're going to have to make. There's a lot of things that's going to come up and come at you, because I'm feeling like there's going to be opportunities. So you just need to go forward with this. They're saying very strongly, go forward. It will lead you to where you got to go.
Yay. Okay. Thank you both.
I'm glad you called in. See, you knew the right night. You're gifted, too, because you knew these two wild ones were here waiting. I laugh. You always call in when we have these women that are just like... It's like, Pamela, you've got to tell the truth. You always would try to be this casual, calm, attractive blonde when all along we knew you were like wild girl. Remember we were like in Wyoming. I still can't believe that.
Okay, we were definitely wild, for sure.
Take care. We love you, Pam. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You guys, bye.
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 We got a lot of friends asking me, what are you guys doing? We're doing the Wild Dance, and we're doing it real well here at Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who tune in, I want to thank all of you. I did put out a couple of videos. I've had some of you guys looking. We are there's a vintage video that those of you got to see it for actually 30 whole minutes. Is a video for Amy and Dina, and it's in the making. I'm working with the person to help them. They had some pictures. We're putting it together. I love the video, and it has really great things that are said by the person. The situation that's wrong was the two people that they had in there were not Amy or Dina. I don't know who they were, but I do have to tease them. I think the one brunette lady was kind of psychic, but when that hit Facebook and people were like, you got to realize if you do a video for Psychics Gone Wild, you got to have our pictures in there. And there is a joke that I messed up once before and did this with Dina. So when this hit, I mean, I got a lot of flack. You guys filled my email, and I thank you. We will catch it again. My person that helps me had put it on. She saw it. It came up. She was excited. I had told her to look for it because the person that had called me and even said it. So we threw it out there on Facebook. I think it lasted 32 whole minutes, and then we pulled it back because... You know, poor Ramona's like, what's going on in there? And it's like, that's not our Dina and Amy. It's like, I did laugh because I do, you know, we also have, if you guys look at Patty Negri in my video, there's another psychic in there that's a very good psychic. She said it was okay, but she was American Federation. We were able to slide that by. We really kind of need to have when you guys promote with it. I don't know who the two ladies were. I do laugh because our Amy's a lot cuter, and that's what the one said. I thought someone was being teasing us, but the gentleman is having a little trouble with English. I do let you know if you're listening tonight, I do have a person, my fiance is very good at German, and I know you're in where you wrote me, where in Germany. If you were to contact us at 928-284-0437, leave your name and phone number, I would have a way of contacting you where we could be able to understand in German. She speaks very fluent German to help you.
German,
yeah. German to help. We also teased that the funny thing was with the one video you guys put down that I was a stud. I thank you for the compliment. And, you know, I don't think so, but I thank you for the right remark. We are picking up that phone, and 717, you're wild on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 717?
Great. How are you tonight?
Great. This is one of our wonderful friends. I think this is Crystal Fade.
It is. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great, Annie. What are you doing out here partying for D.C.? Has she got you over there, too, one of our regulars from before? She just can't quit getting the party. You got to watch that D.C.
Yeah,
love.
Right.
Wild as fun.
I just, you know, came on board listening in and listening to all the wild fun. So it's been great tonight. Thank you. I'm glad you picked up on the call. Hey, what's going on with all the wild energies lately? I had a really cool experience today where... Actually, I think the energies are starting to affect other people that aren't awakened at all, and they were so nice for some unknown reason. People are smiling and opening doors for people and just really genuinely being kind. Isn't that amazing? Just mere strangers totally being kind to one another, and that just blew me away. I was like, wow, what's going on? It must be the energies. What do you think, Jessica? Have you noticed any of that?
I have, and I got to tell you, this was a time for, it is now that we're into Aries, and I've been seeing this energy. I did notice that that part of it is a lot of us are picking up that higher tuned. An older question would be like, what's going on in the energy? Amy and Dina, are you guys feeling that too?
A lot of people have been commenting on that lately. A lot of people are saying the energy has just changed and it's crazy lately. Upside down. I do notice that a lot more people are coming together.
Yeah, a lot more people are coming together. A lot more people. I have this crazy story. So many more people are getting messages from the other side. The veil is thinning. The other day I went to breakfast and with somebody brought a new person with them, and the breakfast club, and he goes, this is Amy, she talks to dead people, and he was expecting her to laugh, he expected him to laugh, and he's like, really? I had a near-death experience in 19, and he starts talking about it, and then the other person starts talking about it, and then the next night I was staying at my boss's, and his dead partner came and paid a visit, and people are really waking up. You know, when that 2012 thing came and went and nothing happened, I think everybody was like, oh, false alarm, and 2013 was so goofy, and that was just a disgusting. But I really feel that we're moving into this period where people are waking up. It's just a collective mindset that's more towards care and love instead of separation. But we still have noises. I hear water noise.
I know, it's I apologize.
Anyway, anybody else have something to say? It's great to hear from you.
Yes. I apologize, Crystal Faith. The phones are going wild. I do know, those of you listening in know that we've got right now, this is one of our strongest nights. We are listening, and we've got DC Love on the back line. We've got Amy Kavanaugh. We've got Gina Flanagan and Jethro Smith, and now we got Crystal Faith. And that's part of also the fun of it, but the excellent part of it, the energy. Tonight we are thanking all of you guys. We're going to do one more reading, and I apologize to you, those of you who've tuned in for the longer show. The tape is doing a little bit of energy, and because of the situation, we're going to go back to our hour shows to get in. 936, we love you. How are you, 936? Would you like a reading on Psyche's Gone Wild? Okay, we'll take that as maybe later. We love everybody that's calling in. Looking at the system here, Gina Flanagan, let everyone know a little bit. If someone were wanting to do classes with you, I've had some people writing me, is there a way they could contact you through Skype, and what would you charge to do a weekly class of helping them tune and become psychically more able to do healings, readings, all of the things that we all do? What would you...
Yeah, I do Skype, yes, phone, Skype. And I've taught over both, and I've taught over email. Everybody's individual, like what you want, you know, what have you. But if you just wanted to be taught, you know, whatever, different times during the week, I'll work with you individually. So just call me or email me at 207-752-1399 or get a hold of me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. And I work with pretty much everyone.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, this has been Psyche's Gone Wild. Amy, let everyone know where they can catch you. I know we've got some people that want to come and have some help with not only the grief group, but having some time with Amy. Where would they get you on Facebook, and how would they do it?
Well, on Facebook, it's easy to find me. I am the only Amy Kavanaugh that is a mermaid, or on the Psyche's Gone Wild webpage. Or on Psychic's Gone Wild Facebook page, but my main, I'm usually on Facebook. Like, I prefer Facebook to email, to telephone, because then I can talk to a bunch of people at once.
I love all of you guys. Thank you guys for being here. I know 936-412-71335. You all got dropped or you've got on there with the phones. I apologize. Always remember, you do go to Blog Talk Radio and let them know. We've got a tech guy working tonight. He is assuring me that it is. I'm going to be okay. Sometimes this happens. Tonight we've got it happen. We've got quite a few other callers. Go to PsycheGoneWild.com. Give us a chance. Say hey. Send us in for a prize. Thank you, guys. Thank all you new fans. I want to love you guys on Facebook. All the new fans have just been miraculous. I had a friend tell me yesterday that they can't wait to call in. Well, don't wait. Get a hold of us and do it. If you look on PsycheGoneWild.com, all of our information is there. You can try it out. And those of you collecting the shirts, you really made my day. I love the videos. Keep doing it. We're going to be giving away prizes for the next video. Right now, one of our videos has done over 52,000 likes on YouTube, and we're going to find out here next week. One of our bigger prize winners already won. We thank you, the friends that put in the video of Gandalf, who loves Patty's show. You guys have just put it to a new realm. If you have an idea, contact me, get with me, we'll work it out. I am working on the one of Gina Flanagan. She'll have her own show, but you guys are stuck with me because I love working with her. So we've got all of you guys teasing me. I love you guys. Till next week, take care. Sorry it took a few minutes to get in tonight. That's just, we're working on it. It's the nature of the beast. But, you know, stay with us on Psyche's Gone Wild, and we'll stay your friends here. See you next week.